Thank you for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Connect with us on social media to receive daily inspiration by searching at Your Faith Church on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Get live streaming notifications, receive daily encouragement, and stay up to date on the latest information. Follow, like, and subscribe today.
God has big plans for you. Do you know that? God has big plans for your life. Do you know that? God wants you to maximize your life. Do you know that? Online, Weldon, Earth City. God has more for us than we are living out right now. He has a best life. And we get caught up sometimes in a good enough life. You know, oh, that's good enough. Yesterday morning I was on the elliptical because I didn't get on there this morning yet. And so as I was on the elliptical, I don't want to brag. It was not some big workout that was going to happen. It was 15 minutes. Right? 15 minutes was the plan. And at 10 minutes, I start. No, that's not true. At 7.5 minutes, I started sweating a little bit. And so by 8 minutes, I had decided, you know, I don't want to rewash my hair. I don't really want to get all sweaty. 8 minutes is enough. It's enough. I'd burned 100 calories. 100 calories is enough. Right? Isn't that enough? I thought, that's good enough. That's good enough. And then I realized I was preaching a message on getting the best out of life and not just living in the land of good enough. So I did, by the time I'd gone through that thought process, I was at 10 minutes and I thought, I can do 5 more minutes. Say that to me, say that back to me. Just say 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes gave me 50% more result than I'd already had. If you could invest 5 minutes at your job and get 50% more pay, would you do it? Yeah. If you could invest 5 more minutes in your marriage and get 50% more happiness, would you do it? Yeah. If you could invest 5 more minutes in your kids and get 50% less hassle, would you do that? Yeah. Are you responding well? Then Pastor Paul, let me know if everybody's responded. If a few more minutes, if a little more focus, if there's just this much between the life that we're in that's good enough. You see, we get trapped in good enough. My marriage is good enough. But actually, it's been kind of icy, and you're hoping that it goes the difference, goes the distance. If you're thinking, well, my job performance is good enough, but I mean, you know, you're on Facebook a little bit, but everybody does it, and you're doing what it takes to get by. Well, if you're thinking about, you know, my relationship is good enough, and we're dating, but really, you know, you feel more invested than you think they are. If you think, well, my health is good enough, but my genes still fit, but you never work out, and so you're not really sure if you're going to live a quality life the rest of your life. The enemy will tell you, it's good enough. Good enough, girl. Go on home. Good enough. Buddy, take a break. You work so hard. Now, we do work hard, amen? Amen? But how many of you will go ahead and be with me and say, we give a lot of the time, but there's a little bit more that God's even been dealing with that you know you're supposed to give in a certain area. Go ahead and hit me, all campuses online. I want you to say it too. Say amen if that's you. Amen. Do you know what that voice is? That voice is the Spirit of the God, the living God, the true God. The creative God, the God of heaven and earth, that is the God on the inside of you saying, there's more for you. I want to call you out. I want to call you into the deep. And he wants to do it because you're a representative of him. You see, if you're a note taker, and I encourage you to be a note taker, because if you hear this today, you'll forget most of it, all but 30% in 30 days. But if you write it down and never look at it again, you'll retain up to 50%. If you write it down and look at the notes, you'll retain about 75%. So go ahead and write this down. Number one, say, excellence brings recognition. So it says in Psalm 8, verse 1, it says, Lord, O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? We recognize God because of he's excellent. God is the best. He's the GOAT. If you don't know what the GOAT is, he's the greatest of all time. He's top level. You see, I have a question for you. Do you know what the enemy of better is? Good. Do you know what the arch enemy of best is? Better. You see, if you're okay being good, you'll never stretch for better. And if you're okay with the fact that we got better, you're never going to go for best. And God is an excellent God. He's an excellent healer. He's an excellent healer. He's an excellent peace giver. He's an excellent restorer. He's an excellent redeemer. There's excellence and bestness in him, and he wants to bring that out of you because there's more for you. Turn to your neighbor right now and hit him on the shoulder and tell him, I know there was more for me. God says there's more for you. But we get a little bit distracted with doing what's expected. Well, everybody's 5 minutes late. They don't expect that out of me. Well, everybody takes long lunches. They don't expect that out of me. Well, everybody, you know, just goes through the marriage. That's what's expected out of me. Well, everybody in the neighborhood rolls through that stop sign. That's expected out of me. I tried that last yesterday. That's not even a word. There's a gap. Everybody say a gap. If you go with me to Romans 12 and 2. Romans 12 and 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's what we're doing right now. That's what happens when you go to Growth Track. That's what happens when you come to church. That's what happens when you get in your small group and your iConnect. You renew your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I want to focus on this last part of the scripture, that you may prove what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. You know, God pointed that out to me, the G, good, the A, the acceptable, the P, the perfect, the G, the A, the P, that's the gap. That's the gap between the good will of God for your life and the perfect will of God for your life. You see, a lot of us get stuck in the good will of God for our life. Well, at least I ain't going to hell. That's good. Going to heaven, woohoo! That's the good will of God for your life. But how many of you know there's more? There's more than missing hell and making it to heaven. Then there's the acceptable will of God for your life. That's where God's calling you to do some things, and you're doing some of those things. Well, I'm doing, you know, well, God, I'm not exactly tithing, but I'm giving $20. And God, well, I'm not exactly serving, but I am coming to church on time now. God, I'm not exactly reading and praying every day, but I talk to you when I think about it. We're getting into the acceptable will of God for our life. But then there's the perfect will of God. You see, there's the good, there's the better, and then there's the best. The perfect will of God for your life doesn't mean it's trouble-free. The perfect will of God for your life doesn't mean that bad things don't happen. But in the perfect will of God for your life, God has blessing for you, bigger than you can ask, bigger than you can think, bigger than you can imagine. It would explode your brain if you knew all that God wanted to do for you. I was just having a conversation with somebody at the church who was making a big decision. They were praying about something. It seemed like a good opportunity. Seemed like, wow, this sounds awesome. And I was so proud of this person. They said, I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to fast about it. Because let me give you a clue. Usually when it seems like an awesome opportunity, look for the enemy. If it's too good to be true, if you haven't worked for it, if God hasn't spoken to your heart about it, if you haven't, like, Jesus, please, if you haven't put all your faith on it, if it's just been served to you on a silver platter, listen and make sure there's a voice of a quickening of a God on the inside of you that tells you you're supposed to take that. Because that boy with them six-pack abs is trouble. Jesus, I've been praying for a man, and ooh, you sent me one. Girl, you're about to hurt. Oh, gentlemen, I'm not leaving you out. That girl's carbs are banging, man. Did you see that? She's about to take you on a U-turn you didn't know was coming. We pray and we believe. We serve a God of faith. The perfect will of God is not paved. They say the road to hell is wide and paved and it's easy to go on, but the road to heaven is skinny. It's got some thorns on it. It's the road less traveled. The perfect will of God in your life, Weldon Spring Online, any campus that you're at right now, I'm telling you right now, the perfect will of God is not the easy, quick, downhill road. It's the one that goes uphill. You're going to have to put some climbing shoes on. You're going to have to bring some hedge trimmers with you. And you're going to climb it. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. I remember about 20 years ago, back when we were in Fenton, there was this person who went to the church, and they'd been looking for somebody and looking for somebody and looking for somebody, and they couldn't find love. Church was only 180 people. They'd grown up with most of them. And man, they said, that's it. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm out. I'm hitting that bar scene. I'm going to find me somebody. They went looking for love in all the wrong places. And it wasn't two Sundays from the last time they came in the church that somebody came in the church. And the moment I saw this person who walked in, I just knew in my heart, that's their connection. That's their person. Went home. David said, you see that person who came to church today? I said, yeah. He said, that's their person. I said, I know. They got to come back. They got to meet. The other person never came back. Never came to church, never met this person, and I really believe they missed the will of God for their life, because for the next 15 years, we watched them roller coaster through different relationships, and we watched them never get married, and we watched them never meet that person. We watched this crazy thing happen, and we knew if you would have only given God five more minutes. Five more minutes. He wanted to bring the best. And we get caught up in good enough. I'll find it. I'll make it happen. You don't want to be good enough, because excellence brings recognition. Point number two, excellence brings preference and favor. In Daniel 6, verse 3, it says in the Bible here, it says, this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes. Because an excellent spirit was in him. A spirit in him to be the best. A spirit in him to give five more minutes. Five more minutes in prayer. You know, what if 5 minutes was the difference between you talking to God and God talking to you? What if 5 more minutes was the difference between your marriage being icy and you saying, okay, well, we got in a fight, but I was right. Who online, Weldon Spring or City, I want to hear you. Who is married? Say me.
Me.
Y'all are scared. Me. Okay, be proud of it. You found somebody. So, who in the room is married? Say me.
Me.
Okay, good, good, good. What if the difference between coasting and wondering if it's going to work, just because we're right? Have you ever been in a fight and been right? Say me.
Me.
Oh, yeah, every time. Every time. And yet that's not what a good marriage makes. It's being right every time. What if 5 more minutes was the 5 minutes it took for me to say, hey, babe, I'm so sorry. In the back of my head, I'm going, I was right. I was right. I'm still right. But out of my mouth, I take 5 minutes to apologize for something I'm not even sure I did wrong. 5 more minutes. What if 5 more minutes is the day is rough with the kids? They won't get out of bed. They won't go to school. They didn't do their homework. They're running out without their lunch. You finally get them on the bus and you're like, God, take them to heaven or take me, but I'm not sure we're both going to make it on the planet. But instead, because they were wrong, they should have got up. They didn't set their alarm. They didn't do their homework. But instead, we text them, because even 6-year-olds have phones now. What is this? And we say, I know this morning was rough, but know that I love you. 5 more minutes. Take in that good thing and best it. Take that good thing and just best it. Give the apology that you don't have to give. Send that text that you don't have to send. Spend 5 minutes in prayer you didn't have to spend. Buy that Starbucks for somebody. Spend that $5 you didn't have to spend. You can just take your regular life and buy just a little bit more. You can say, my life was all right, but suddenly I think I'm operating in something I haven't operated in anymore. I'm just going to vest it, drop the mic on the enemy's head, and just walk on by. Look at your neighbor right now and just drop the mic and say, I'm going to vest it. So back to Daniel. He was preferred among the presidents and the princes because there was an excellent spirit in him, and the king thought to lift him up over the whole realm. You know, a lot of times we think to get more out of life, we got to move. I'm telling you right now, I got somebody in my head. Somebody wants to be a part of something with us, and they want this high-level thing, but they haven't been in the middle of it. They haven't been serving in that spot. They haven't been faithful in that place. I'm telling you right now that every time God wants to bless you, it doesn't mean you have to move your house, move your marriage, move your relationship, or move your job. I'm telling you, God wants to do a work in you right where you're at. And Booker T. Washington says, excellence is doing a common thing so well you make it uncommon. I'm telling you, if you stay there, you stay planted, and instead of being good enough and wondering why you're not getting recognized, if you go ahead and give just a little bit more and you best it, you watch what God does with you right where you are at. He will raise you up, my friends. The way up is down. And when we get down and we say, God, I'm willing to give a little bit more, he's going to do something great. Amen. I remember being in New York City, and I wanted to get an Uber, but I hadn't thought about it, so I had to ride in a cab, and I'm a germaphobe. So getting a cab for me is like crawling into solitary confinement in a prison. I'm just like, I do not want in here. Do you know what drunk people do in the back of cabs? Okay. So the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. I walk up to this cab, and as I'm approaching the cab, the guy jumps out of the cab, leaves the driver's seat, and opens the back door for me. I'm like, uh-oh, is he a flirt? Just telling you what I was thinking. I get in the cab, and he says, oh, you're really tall. I'll move up the front seat. Closes my door, moves the front seat up. Goes and gets in the car, turns around, and says, would you like the New York Times or the Washington Post? Well, honestly, I don't read either one of them, but I wanted to look smart. So I'm like, I'll take the Times. I have no idea what's where. I'm just kind of opening up, pretending. He's like, I've got some bottles of waters up here. He opens like a little cooler, and he said, would you like a bottle of water? I said, yes. He said, what kind of music do you like? I said, what you have on is just fine. He took me to my hotel. He took me the fastest way. He didn't get on his phone and yell at his family. He didn't crank some music that I hated. I had something to read. There were magazines in the little back of the seat, and I had a water in my hand. And when I got to the hotel, I said, buddy, I'm about to give you the biggest tip I have ever given a taxi driver in my whole life. Except the one time when a guy took me to the airport in 10 minutes, and it usually takes an hour, and I'm like, I'm giving you $100 if I don't miss my flight. There was that one time. I can't lie in church. And he said, then let me give you my card. His sparkling, clean, good-smelling taxi. He took a very common thing, and he made it uncommon. And I'm here to tell you, do you think I called Uber, or do you think I called him? If he was available, I was going with him. You see, you're a king's kid. You are created in his image. And whatever you do, do it the best. You are called to be the best. I want you to write that down right now, and I want you to say it out loud. Say, I am called to be the best. You are. You're called to be the best. Matter of fact, it's in the scripture. You're called in 2 Corinthians 8, 7. It says, but since you excel in everything, you're called to be the best. You see, when you and I are not best, when you and I are, you ever had one of those days like you didn't even want to put on clothes? I have worn what I wore to bed to work before. I wore my actual pajamas, but it was like the sweatsuit. It was kind of cute, and so I just wore it. Y'all at least did it to Walmart. Busted. Those days. Everybody has those days. But God wants us to go ahead and come up. Everybody say, come up. He says, but since you excel in everything, and we've excelled before. You ever got on a fitness kick and you were excelling in what you eat and how you work out? But then, like, professionally, you were kind of slacking because you were sore. You ever been doing really good at work, but then you were slacking on your family stuff? Maybe you've been really good at your family, but you weren't being a very good friend. You see, we have this tendency to kind of seesaw and balance and put all of our focus in one thing, but God says, no, it's in you. He says it's in you to excel in everything. And then it goes on in that scripture to say, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled for you. And then he charges us. He says, see that you excel in this grace in giving. Right now you think I'm receiving an offering. I'm not. Relax. This grace in giving. Yeah, I'm sure that means financially. I'm sure he's talking about financial giving right now. But right now, I want to widen our scope. What about in our grace of giving our best? In faith and speech and knowledge and complete earnestness and love, we have kindled this in you that you excel in this grace in giving your best. God will grace you to give a little bit more. God will grace you with a little bit more strength. God will grace you with a little bit more focus as long as we're willing to try. We can settle anywhere or we can take more ground. Come on, somebody. Don't stop now. But that thing that gets us from good to better is one of those things that we don't like. You can go ahead and write this down. Most people despise what makes them better. Giggle. What makes you better? Coaching and correction. How many people love to be corrected? Said nobody ever. Coaching and correction is what makes us better, but coaching is correction is the very thing that we really don't like. We're like, okay, fine, I do this good job, and then you just tell me something I could have done better? I love Verizon. They have a motto. And they said, we know that was our best was good for today. We know that our best was good for today, but tomorrow we're going to do better. Maybe you gave your best today, and that's good enough, but is this all you ever want out of life, or do you want more? So your best was good enough for today, but tomorrow let's do better. There's a guy, we had a staff meeting, a guy on staff, and the leadership team was looking at social media and looking at who's loving Jesus out loud, who's loving the church out loud, and we were giving away a bonus, and this guy was the obvious winner. So two Tuesdays ago, we gave him a bonus for loving the church, loving Jesus out loud. People don't have to wonder if he's a Christian, wonder what he does. He's loving on his dream teams. He wins this bonus. And then Pastor Dave goes ahead and tells him, he's like, bro, but you just missed it in one spot in front of everybody. He said, if you said that you were a staff member of Faith Church on there, you were going to get extra bonus money. But you didn't say that you were a staff member of Faith Church. You see, we're really proud of the people that are on staff here at Faith Church, and we like people to know. This one right here, this is a good one. So I guess he could have left. And he said, well, I did all that right, but I missed one thing. I did all that right. I got this bonus. And he could have. Proverbs 3, verse 11 says, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. Why? Why? Because correction feels bad. No, the next scripture says, for whom the Lord loves, he chastens, he corrects, just as a father corrects a son in whom he delights. So, you know, that guy didn't walk away all slumped down. He went, he got on his Instagram, and he put on there that he was a member of Faith, or that he was a staff member of Faith Church. You know what happened? The leadership team noticed that he went ahead and didn't go, oh, well, I only got part of it. No, he said, best it. He didn't tell anybody. He just did it. And you know what? We noticed. And you know what happened last Tuesday? He got the rest of the bonus in front of everybody. I have a question for you. Do you want to be the best? Then write this down. If you want to be the best, here's what you do. You crave feedback. You crave feedback. You know, it said it's always good to play tennis, said a professional tennis player. It's always good to play tennis with somebody who's better than you because it will bring out your best. So get around people who work a little harder than you. Get around people who are a little farther than you. Get around people who have been doing it longer than you. And then when they speak into your life, don't despise it. Who do they think they are? They're investing in you. When God speaks to you to change something, don't tell him, God, I don't want to do that. He's investing in you. When God tells you to do something, he believes there's more for you. When somebody tells you to do something, they see your potential. The enemy is trying to get us offended, and the other people are trying to build a bridge to our future. Look at your neighbor and tell them, I'm called to be excellent. Where you're at is not your journey's end. We're supposed to take some more ground. We're supposed to start another campus. And here's why. They tell me I have 2 minutes, and I'm going to take four. Chris, be ready. You see, in 2 Samuel, David is in Hebron. He's the king of Judah, and there's the king of Israel. And neither one of them in Jerusalem, and Jerusalem was supposed to be the headquarters. There was these guys in Jerusalem. They were big. They were bad. They were called the Jebusites. And so David said, I'm not going to settle here. So with that being said, I want to ask Weldon Spring online, or City, if you were with us at the church in Fenton, 1416 Larkin Williams Road, if you attended there, would you please stand up for me? Stay standing for a minute if you don't mind. You see, because in 2011, we were running 2,000 people. That was enough. We were a mega church. It was awesome. We didn't need to start our city in 2008. We didn't need to start the St. Charles Westplex, which turned into Weldon Spring in 2013. We didn't need to start going to Florida. We didn't need to even buy a bigger building and go to Sunset Hills. We were fine. We were good enough. But if we stayed good enough, these people would have been a part. And we would have been saying, to hell with all y'all. How could you say that? Because when we settle where we're at tonight, that's what we're saying to the rest of the world. Heaven's good enough for us, but it's not good enough for you. To hell with all of you people. Go ahead and go to hell. We don't care if you hear about Jesus. But instead, the Faith Church, the teams, the dream teams, these people, the staff, they said, no, we're going to look at the rest of the world and we're going to say to heaven with all y'all. We're going to bring you with us. We want to see the hurting. We want to help the depressed. We want to heal the brokenhearted. We want to take the blind and make them see. We want those dwelling in darkness to come into the marvelous light. We're not stopping here. God has a grander plan for Faith Church, and God has a grander plan for your life. People from Fenton can be seated if they want to. And so that's what David said. He said, I'm not stopping here. I'm fine. I'm king. He was a shepherd boy on the back of a mountain. Being king was good enough. But he didn't stop there. The Jebusites punked him and said, all right, you want to come? We'll send our blind and our lame out to fight you. Saying that that's all it took to whip him. So David surveyed the situation, and the only way they could find into the city was the sewer system. All of their guys had to swim through some nasty stuff and climb through some dirt. Sometimes being better gets into a tight place that's dirty. But are you willing to climb up to what God has for you? Come on, somebody. They climbed that up. They climbed up that water tunnel. They climbed up that sewer. They came out and they whipped the Jebusites and they took the land. But then if you'll put up that last scripture in 2 Samuel 6, verse 9, it says, and they built all around from the Milo and inward. Whenever you see a word in the Bible you don't understand, don't pass it up. Look it up. It's Google. It takes 2 seconds. What is the Milo? I looked it up. Do you know what the Milo is? It's the landfill. It's the dump. They went in and they possessed the trash of the land. And then they took the whole land from there. If you think your life has been trashed, if you think your situation is dirty, if you think you're at the bottom of the bottom, I'm here to tell you right now, you just trust in God. Go ahead and climb through that sewer, and you can possess the whole land from right where you are today. You don't have to move. You don't have to go. You just have to say, God, here I am. I'm in this place. Go ahead and flow through me. I'm going to look at this situation. I'm going to bless this marriage. I'm going to bless this relationship. I'm going to bless this health situation. I'm going to bless this job. I'm going to bless my finances. I'm going to bless this life. I'm going to bless my friendship. I'm going to bless my neighborhood. I'm going to bless my church. I'm going to bless my servant spot. I'm not living life the way it is today because the devil be happy. God is calling us to more, and we're going to best it. We're going to take the land. We're going to develop the leaders. We're going to shine the light. We're going to love the people. Somebody give God a good amen. Woo! Father God, right now I just pray for my friends. If you're wanting God to best your life, raise your hands up to heaven. Father God, every hand that is raised, I speak blessing in their life. I speak favor in their life. I speak breakthrough in their life. I speak courage is coming to them and direction is coming to them. God, I speak your voice is clear as they incline their ear and they lean into you. Speak clearly. Give them guidance that they don't have to wonder and they don't have to wander. God, every wrong decision that's been made, God, correct it and change it in the name of Jesus. I feel like the Spirit of God right now, I'm supposed to say this. Be bold enough to admit you were wrong. Make the change. The blessing is worth it. Father God, thank you for that word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Was that all right for today? Bless y'all.
We're glad you joined us today. We know God is doing so much in and through your life, and we want to hear about it. If you take a moment and send us an email and tell us your story at yournewfriend@faithchurch.com. Also, if you'd like to support and partner with this ministry, we'd love for you to go to faithchurch.com/give and simply select the best giving option for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoyed today's message.